I'm here at the Mill Grove Community Center in Mill Grove, Ontario, with Pat Evangelisto of Compliant Safety Solutions. Pat's an expert in the agricultural health and safety industry. Pat, we want to know about this industry. Is there a health and safety need in agriculture in Ontario?
Absolutely, Craig. As you know, agriculture is a real vital part of our economy. It employs thousands of workers annually, both domestic and migrant. And in fact, over the last 15 years, the workforce in agriculture has almost doubled, and partly due to the fact of the proliferation of greenhouses in Ontario. So there's a lot of people employed.
Wow. So is it can it be a dangerous industry?
Yeah, it's if you look at the numbers, it's statistically one of the most dangerous. On any given year, at least 2 to 4 people are killed in agriculture, and between 450 and 500 workers are injured. And the injuries range from back strain to amputations. So it is a dangerous industry for sure.
But don't these industries also fall under health and safety laws in Ontario?
Yep, they certainly do, Craig. Agriculture has been part of the Occupational Health and Safety Act now for a number of years. And farmers and farms are legally bound by the Occupational Health and Safety Act to ensure that their workers are protected. So the agriculture sector is part of the Occupational Health and Safety Act. The penalties for non-compliance are really significant. Individuals could be fined upon conviction up to $100,000 and receive 12 months in jail, and corporations could be fined as much as $1.5 million. Hmm. But the real penalty is the aftermath of an accident or a fatality.
Right.
You can't start thinking about workplace safety after there's been an incident. And what did you do up to that point to prevent the injury from taking place? And what are you continuing to do?
Right.
That's the important issue.
That sounds like due diligence. Everybody's hearing about due diligence, but what does that actually mean?
Well, it means a number of things, but under the Occupational Health and Safety Act, in simple terms, it means, did you take every precaution reasonable in the circumstances to protect your workers? And it's a legal concept, but you have to be able to show that you've been diligent.
Mm-hmm. So to be diligent, what should a company have in their health and safety program?
Well, if you employ more than 5 people in the province of Ontario, you need to have some type of formal health and safety program. And when we develop health and safety programs for businesses, we use a model that contains a number of different elements, including a health and safety policy statement, what is expected upon workers as it relates to their responsibilities, a number of different things. But most important, in my opinion, is you need to have safe work procedures. You need to have some document to show workers how to operate a piece of equipment safely, and what protection do they have to take in order to prevent an injury from occurring. So there's a lot of things that need to be in a program.
Right. So your company, Compliance Safety Solutions and Complete Safety Resources, have developed a suite of health and safety programs specifically for this industry. And does this, or can this help migrant workers as well, this health and safety program?
Absolutely. All of our programs have been translated into a number of languages. Currently, a lot of the migrant workers in the province speak Spanish, so we've actually developed training programs in Spanish, and they're being trained by people who are bilingual. So yeah, it's every worker has to understand the hazards of a job and how to protect themselves.
So tell our audience about WSIB, and are migrant workers actually protected by WSIB in Ontario?
Yep, they most certainly are, and they're probably more protected than the normal domestic worker. From the moment a migrant worker arrives in the province, they are covered by WSIB. So, for example, in transit from the airport to your location in Ontario, they're covered. Anytime they're using a bus or a car with your authorization, they're covered. Come in to and from your location, from the place that they live in on the farm, they're covered. So yeah, they are covered basically all the time that they're here, even sleeping in their location that you provide them.
Well, that's really interesting. So if you were to help a company demonstrate due diligence, what would be the first step?
Well, I think the first step would be that we would go in and we would have an understanding of the type of operation that they're running. And the first step in any business like this is we would start working on their health and safety program. And if you have migrant workers, we would have it translated both in English and the majority language of the migrant workers.
Yeah, that would be super helpful. So what, maybe could you tell us some more about training on these farms?
Yep, I can certainly do that.
What would be some specific needs?
Well, okay, there's a number of needs. Under the law, workers have to be competent when they're operating a piece of equipment, which means they need to be trained. So if you have skid steers, if you have forklift trucks, if you have any front-end loader tractors, people need to be trained on how to operate those pieces of equipment safely. That, again, if you have migrant workers, that training has to be conducted in their language as well as English for the domestic workers. In addition to that, if you are employed in one of the six designated farming types that are in the regulations, and you employ more than 20 people, you have to have a joint health and safety committee. And if you employ more than 50 people on any one of those operations, which many greenhouse operations have, you have to have people that are certified on the health and safety committee. And we can do the training for that as well. So we provide all that training.
That's great. So I know a lot of concerns that these farms would have would be that they have migrant workers and that they may not speak English as their first language. So how would this training that we're providing reach them?
Well, we would be able to conduct that training on site because, as I said, we have fluent bilingual trainers that are able to conduct the training both in the majority language of the workers as well as English. So we would conduct the training on site. So we would do, for example, lift truck training or skid steer training in Spanish on site.
Oh, that's excellent. Wow. Well, thanks so much, Pat, for your time.
Thank you.
We appreciate
it. Thank you. And nice to have you in Millgrove.
Thank you.